It's coming up for 5:30 in the morning on Friday the 30th of March 2012. Apologies that I haven't been able to put on an audio boo so far. The past 2 days at the Creative Loop Student Media Festival, I've been manic as always, but a good manic, never a bad manic. Just needed to point that out. Obviously the 2 days focused on everything from digital animation, TV and film, radio, online, with topics such as how to get your work commissioned, networking, the importance of following up your contacts, etc., expanding your list of contacts and your networks, etc. Pretty much every topic that could ever help you bridge that gap between completing your course and breaking into an industry, which, let's face it, is chock full of opportunities. Now, you might not think so, and it isn't always a case of being the right person at the right time in the right place, and it's no longer a case of it's not who you know, but what you know. The difference that I've noticed between last year's festival and this year's festival is obviously media in itself is changing. Over the past, 12 months, we've also seen the explosion of what's happened with, you know, for example, the News of the World, that, you know, not necessarily bringing down its demise as such, but the story itself spread through various social networks like wildfire. It was like a minute-by-minute process which we were all part of. And that is how exciting media is becoming. For radio, it's obviously not just a case of, you know, what you're hearing behind a mic, but what's been said on a website, what's been noted, what's been written down, what's been put on the likes of Twitter, Facebook, etc. So yeah, things are changing. It's definitely, I personally believe that the gap between, again, for example, radio and, you know, other forms of content. Again, not just all about the audio, but what you're seeing as well, you know, on your favourite station's website, etc. The gap between audio and visual is definitely lessening. And I suppose the important message, or just one of the many important messages that have been discussed over the last 2 days at the festival, has basically been a case of, you know, don't just be a one-trick pony. Get to grips with your editing. Get to grips with, you know, script writing, that sort of thing. You know, diversify yourself. If you know straight away that you don't have experience in certain aspects, you know, you could be fantastic at editing, but you've never you know, worked, you know, at a desk or anything like that. You know, get to grips with your social media. Expand your networking. Twitter and Facebook are obviously fantastic, but what they've also said, what our speakers had also said during the 2 days, is think before you tweet. It's obviously been in the media that, you know, the what can happen when, you know, somebody's seemingly innocent tweet. Obviously that person didn't think it was ever going to get that far, and of course it became viral. And now the person, I believe, is serving, you know, sort of X amount of time in jail. So it just goes to show you the power of the media, how instant and accessible media now is. So we're definitely entering a time in media where it's exciting, it's expanding, it's changing all the time. I found that the speakers over the last 2 days have just been inspiring, incredibly talented and successful people. And they've sustained in an industry which is so difficult to get into. But at the same time, they're fantastic at what they do. They're continually great at what they do. So, to find out more, head along to the website www.creativeloop.org, and it was great to see you, and hope to see you again.